boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco.
The year 2012, as the Mayans predicted, was supposed to be the end of the world. It turns out that the apocalypse would have to wait a few years, but here we are in 2020 dealing with one biblical plague after another. Who had murder hornets for May? The best apocalypse movie of 2012 was actually a straight horror movie. That wasn't what it looked like. Co-written by Joss Whedon, Drew Goddard's directorial debut played on genre tropes to deliver one of the most meta horror films since Scream. Big word, following five college students on a weekend in a insert title here, the movie is actually a workplace comedy about the end of the world, with a great cast that includes Thor, Ripley, that guy from Grey's Anatomy, and plenty of Whedon alums like Fran Kranz and Amy Acker. Join us as Legends of Halloween spends the night in the cabin in the woods. I dare you to not make out with the moose over there.
Do you know what a moose looked like?
So great.
She does it really well, honestly. I would hire her.
Yeah, because she's drugged up as fuck. They gave her like the thing in the air dye and plus all the other shit. So
see, that I guess I don't know if we saw this in the theater, Wing, or I swear you told me we had to watch it and then we did.
Yeah, and but then we went rent it. Do you remember when we were renting movies?
This
like elsewhere, like leaving your house to rent
right,
a movie.
Right, yeah, actually going to Blockbuster. This movie, when I first saw it, I had no idea what to expect. I thought it was just going to be, I thought it was, what was that other one? Cabin Fever or whatever?
Can we talk about this? Can we talk about how every single horror film has like, you know, dwelling in the desolate area? Like, yeah. Can we stop? Can we stop with the cabins on the street on the left, on the hill,
right,
on
house
the
on the left,
of the
yep.
house?
Like, of the manor, of the Bly.
Jesus.
So you go into this just thinking it's this stupid horror flick and everybody's dumb and whatever, and the stoner is figuring it out, and you're getting the behind the scenes stuff about we put the intelligence inhibitor in the hair dye. Like, it's so layered and so beautiful, and it makes it like it explains all those stupid childhood movies, all the horror movies from my childhood. Like, why is the blonde always running off to show her boobs and then die first? And, like, why is everyone making such dumb decisions? Like, we should stick together. We should split up. We should split up. Like,
this isn't right.
Right.
This isn't right.
It makes all those movies feel legit all of a sudden.
Well, I don't know if it makes them feel legit.
Well, like,
but
the setup.
It puts it in your face. Like,
yeah, it takes all the tropes, it put them all in front of you, and then it goes and destroy all of them. So,
so weird, though. I love the, I mean, you got the freaking stoner who pulls up with the collapsible bong. I always wanted one of those.
Yeah, the stoner guy, I love that for once. The stoner guy is the guy that figured it out.
Absolutely.
I mean, the reason why he's still alive is weed is too weird. It's okay. I'm gonna go with that. Yeah. I'm gonna
go. And he's the whole way through. He's like, "Don't fucking read that. Don't read that." Am I the only one? He's like, "Why is he like that? He's not normally a dumb jock. He's on a academic scholarship. Like,
in sociology,
right?
Like, what
so
the
great."
Hell? No, they're playing it well. Let's face it. And I love Chris Hemsworth when he's playing these stupid roles. The more I can laugh at him and with him, the better it is.
I mean, he was like likable and charming. He was saying the most ridiculous jock lines in the most charming possible way. Like, I don't know how he pulls it off. But, like, the moment where he starts pulling his girlfriend away from the cabin and walking into the woods, that's when, like, you can see something changing. Like, he just gets that extra layer of douchey that you're like, that's it, I don't like you anymore. Like, now I'm done liking you.
Because in the beginning of the movie, I feel like that's what he is actually like in real life. Just kind of a lovable goofball, because he wasn't really a jock then. But you're right, when he's tugging his girlfriend out in the woods, like, come on, it won't be quick. It's like he instantly goes to frat dude.
Yeah, mush. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that goes fast, too.
I like the I can't remember his name. The other dude, the non-stoner dude that, like, gave up his room, you know, for, like, he did the right thing. And then she was all like, wow, I'm going to check him out.
That whole conversation kind of irked me, honestly, because it's like they spent 5 minutes giving this guy a medal for not being a total creep. Like, serious? And he had to, like, think about it, and it was difficult for him, and they had to comment on the fact that it was difficult for him to give up that privilege of being able to spy on her while she's getting naked. I mean, that whole thing, I was like, seriously, like, that didn't age well, honestly. It's not something you would write anymore now.
I thought that was just tongue-in-cheek about him saying, oh, you know, it was really hard for me to decide to give it up, because he's still trying to break down her, like, walls then. But
you know it's true, because you saw him hesitate forever. So
yeah, I would have hesitated too. As a not college age dude anymore, for half a second I'd be like, oh, she's pretty, okay, gotta look away. I like, you know.
Yeah, but maybe not that long, and like, if you did, like, you knew you're a creep for it.
But it was nice that she looked back too for a minute, right? Because, you know, people, we're all animals. If no one's
that
looking, you might peek.
Justified it.
I know.
That just justified it. I don't know. That whole scene, I was like, honestly, guys, like,
they did
really
use it though. They did bring it back, so there was a reason for it. They did smash through it and drag someone out the window, right?
Mm, yeah, that's how he got her, because well, they're all stuck in these rooms, and only the stoner finds the camera.
And then, like, somehow there's a trap in the floor that leads not to the first floor, like, just into this weird closed-off area. Like, this cabin, it's so funny, because you see the first shot of it, you're outside, and it's super tiny, and then, like, they walk inside, and it's pretty large. And not only is it large, but there's, like, a hallway that goes back, like, so far back, and then they cut back to the outside, just to show you, like, hold on, don't you remember how tiny this cabin was? And then you're back inside and it's like a gymnasium. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're in like a dome too or something with the bird and the wall, you know, the whatever.
Oh man, that scene where he runs his motorcycle.
I love that
through
scene.
The wall. I was just like, the whole time he's playing the hero, like, oh, I've done this before. Yeah, like, he's just doing his farewell. Like, you're just like, bye, Chris. It was nice having you in this film.
I'm coming back with guns.
Even if
and
I got
choppers.
Even if I got a limp.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they set it up. It was like Chekhov's invisible wall, right? I mean, you knew it was coming back.
You know, because you've seen the bird. Right. You know what happens to the bird. And I like that he just falls down the wall forever. Like, they cut back to him, like, what, 3-4 times?
Yeah, well, now we know that this goes down for a hell of a while, because the base is downstairs, and they have the old machine to move the block under the under the house. That's probably how the room of the buccaneer gets into the under the house, because when they choose their death, they need to put the right block under the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
it's like secret room.
It's like the movie The Cube. That's what I always picture. They just move another different cube into position.
Yeah.
I liked it because it probably didn't age well, and the humor is great. But sorry, Taco, you'll hate me a little bit more than normal. When they're all in the room and they're like, you know, they're waiting for the makeout scene, and then when it doesn't happen, she's like, I'm cold, and everybody's like, oh, he's like, get out of here, your basic human needs disgust me. Just the way he chides them all, and then as soon as they leave, he's like, all right, turn up the heat, pump some pheromones in.
Yeah.
I like it because that's the audience. That's basically the 14-year-old guy waiting for the boob, and you'd be like, come on, come on. He's not trying to be scared, that little guy.
No.
He's trying to see the one, maybe 5 seconds of boobs in that two-hour movie. Yeah. That's his goal.
That's why that scene for me is better than the one in the room, because it shows you how ridiculous it is for a bunch of, like, 15-year-olds to just be waiting for the boob shot. Whereas, like, the other scene was like, here's a metal character, you know?
This was more deconstructing.
Yeah, exactly. Was, like, super tongue-in-cheek about it. Like, ah.
It's still so good. Audience. I love it. Yeah. Oh, merman.
God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Those things are a mess to clean up.
Yeah, they had to change the face of the merman between, like, this version and when we saw it in theater, because it looked too much like the real merman, and they got sued, so they were like, oh, yeah, just change that shot.
Really?
Yep.
Because it felt like reverse Merman.
Yeah, it felt really weird because they were like, go as far as possible this time.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so you're actually going to be a fish head with, what, your legs human or something? I don't know what the heck that thing was, but like...
I like the exhaust in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the like the blood blow port. Yeah, blowhole.
Yeah, that was cool. Their version of a Pinhead, too, is kind of cool.
Yeah, with the saws. I thought like, that was cool. With
the
saws
and the red ball.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't spare any fucking money on blood in those last few minutes down in the bunker.
Nope.
Ding! No! Splatter. Ding! Splatter.
That's not a lot. That's a lot of blood on a window.
True, but that it covered the one time they actually did it, the hallway was covered. And then after that, yeah, it was probably just CGI splatter, but...
It kept going ding and opening. How the system is designed to do that?
I thought that this time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, why? What's this button for?
Who? With the giant big red button.
I get maybe having... Okay, maybe in a doomsday scenario, they wanted to be able to release all the monsters. Maybe. Let's just walk with me on this one. It's a little bit of a journey.
Why?
But so let's just say they want to do that. But why, if you want to release them all, would you have them dump into your bank of 8 elevators? Wouldn't you just have them, like, come out of a hatch somewhere? Why would they come into your, like, workspace?
Yeah, that thing at that point is another comment on weird technologies in movies, which always, a little bit like in Galaxy Quest, where Sigourney Weaver, talking about her, she's looking at the piston in the ship, and she's like, who the hell designed this? Like, some douchebag in the 60s trying to make a TV show. So
yeah, but see, Dark Knight, they talked about we can listen to everyone's phone and find where anyone is, and now that's real. So
yeah,
I mean,
I don't think we're gonna have these cube moving around with monsters in them.
I hope not.
Maybe we have them already.
Look, I had zombies. Yeah, you had zombies, but this is zombie redneck family. They're completely
and
different.
I was like, I can remember so many movies. That this was the story, like, really.
Or Cannibal. I think there was Cannibal thrown in there, too. Zombie Redneck Cannibal Family. They're completely different.
two different categories.
Or Revenge or something, anyways.
And so. Right at the bottom of the board behind him, one just says Kevin. One of the names is Kevin. Wow. Who the fuck is Kevin and what is his power?
I was just saying we should press pause and read this board right now.
Well, that's like that's the one that everybody's using for 2020. Lobster couldn't be here this week. He wrote a great intro, which I absolutely fucked up. But
you said big word at some point,
yeah,
because there was a big word.
There was a big word. I couldn't pronounce it on the fly. But yeah, it's the board that's behind every meme where when something new comes out, like Fire Tornado or Murder Hornets, or you know, they put it up on the board like, hey, who had this for May?
Okay.
Fuck.
So good. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, it's small. Oh, no, I can... Okay, we have Vampire, Snowbend...
Dragon Bat?
We see the Dragon Bat, though.
Dragon Bat,
we do see the
name.
Dragon Bat.
The Scarecrow Folk.
Scarecrow Folk, oh my gosh.
Like folk, like family, like folk?
Yeah.
Yeah, folk. Huh. Alien Beast?
Dismemberment Goblins?
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah, they have, like, just below Mommy, up on Mommy, they have, like, Kevin, and below Mommy, they have the Bride. That's El Lord.
Hell Lord, that looks all right. Was that Angry... What? No. Does that say Angry Molesting Tree?
Yep. And we see it when they open the door also. It's from...
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah, because it feels like Groot.
Yeah, it's from Evil Dead. Yeah, it's from the first Evil Dead. The girl gets raped by a tree.
Jesus.
Yeah,
oh my god,
something.
I don't remember that.
Oh my god, this marked me forever when I was young. Today I watch it and I laugh, but...
No, you don't laugh, you're terrified of plants.
Yes, but they attack women, not me. white
brother,
men privilege, man.
Brother, you got holes. If a plant wants you, it'll take you. It was nice to have Sigourney Weaver in here.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Whose friend is she with to be in this movie?
You're asking like who
knows her?
Is she really close with Chris Hemsworth and we don't know, you know, something?
It feels like something like could you come for a day, maybe two?
Yeah.
Just like so we can have our big candy.
I like the
two.
The whole and well, the virgin's death is optional, and she's like virgin, and she's like, well, we work with what we have, sweetie.
Yeah, I was wondering the whole time if that would come back and be like a plot point, but it was just like a kind of a side joke.
Yeah, because when she's like, you know, I'm a virgin. No, I'm not. Why did I say that?
Yeah, it's because it feels because of the manipulation they're going through. They're trying to make her believe that.
Yeah.
That shit, why did I say that? That's so weird. So in that cave, we go down. There's a bunch of shit. We're stone as fuck. What are you attracted to?
Hey, by the way, the one person who's stoned did not touch anything.
The puzzle box would have attracted me, but I would have, after getting about halfway through the room, just like the stoner, I would have been like, no. No, something's not. I've seen enough of these movies, dude. I've, like, he's saying the whole time, and then they start reading, and then they get to the Latin, and they start reading. He's like, don't you fucking dare.
He's like, I'm putting drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah. Now, you see, I was looking at the room, and I was like, there is a projector with a bunch of reel of movies. I've seen another movie about that with ghosts coming back, and I was like, I would have fucked us all, because I would be like, let's go movie time. I would have brought that upstairs, plugged that old thing.
One of us would have protested. We maybe would have let you, like, look at it through up to the light, but there's no way we're going to let you crank reel the projector.
Hey, you're lying. That's what the stone guy was doing. He was looking at the film.
True.
Yeah, but they weren't fucked until whoever read the Latin, because they brought the Buckners back.
He almost blew the water tank.
He had it in his hands.
Seashell thing, yeah. He almost blew
it. He had it in his hands.
That's like, this movie is better the more you watch it, because it is the inner office workplace horror movie, like the control room. It's the office space for horror movies, control rooms. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I mean, and that's the fun part about it. It's all their shit. It's all the shit they go through, and they're trying to, like, haze the new black security guard, and he's just like, I don't know how to feel about betting on this, right?
Yeah. On the other hand, if you've been working there for a while, you know this needs to happen.
Which brings me to, like, what the heck is up with that ending?
Yeah, why
if you're gonna die anyway.
Yeah, just kill him and move on.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's dead anyway, right? The stoner?
Yeah.
So why not sacrifice yourself for humanity? Just because you're like, screw you guys. If I die, you all have to die.
Oh, that way. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess. But I just, okay, so the control room area too, they're all being shitty. They know that Japan or wherever, they have, like, six of these places have failed and there's only two left. You think you'd take it a little bit more seriously.
The tunnel.
Yeah, I know. Blow the fucking tunnel. The
tunnel, guys. Jeez, guys.
And what the hell with these little Japanese girl?
Yeah, with the frog.
Yeah. Oh my god!
She could live out as a frog! You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was.
Just looking at the little cute little Japanese girls on the TV. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
There's your female cast for Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did pretty good.
The way he owns that. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah,
it's a funny movie. You gotta say.
Yeah, there are some parts that didn't age well, but I like the way that they play up all the tropes and all that crap, because most of the people don't act the way that they should, and if they do, or should, I'm using quotey fingers, and if they do act the way that they should for a horror movie, it's because of some exterior influence.
Yeah.
You know?
They're induced to act that way.
Right. Sometimes on many layers, the booze, the drugs, the blonde hair dye, the extra heat, the pheromones, and ooh, the light. When he reached over and added the moonlight coming through the trees, it felt like
oh my
Truman
God.
Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
Can we talk about, like, the vent with the mysterious compound that makes you change your mind about sticking together? Like, what is that even? What kind of...
What makes you do that?
It was such a device, you know?
Who's talking?
Oh my god, so
somebody's
great.
Talking.
And then this fucking stoner thinks he's on a reality show? I'm on a reality show.
Honestly, finding the camera, the head, all that thing, I think that next time I would have gotten killed because thinking, oh, this is a TV show. I'm not really in danger.
No, yeah. He almost did, and then he got stabbed by the one-armed girl in the back, so he could still...
So according to this thing, as long as you just get wounded in the back, you're fine. I mean, spine,
like an
lungs.
Open bear trap.
Yeah, that's okay. You can run.
That you get dragged by.
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh my god, that chick, that was brutal when she fucking got the like dragged and tossed.
Who?
The blonde one with the bear trap in the beginning.
Oh gosh.
Like right after the makeout scene.
Yeah, that was
brutal.
Something. Yeah,
that was something.
Yeah. The bear trap's bigger than her fucking rib cage.
I don't want to be killed by a bear trap.
No,
hell no.
List of 10 ways I'd like to die. Not on there.
Not on there.
No. I wonder some of these ghosts how they kill you though.
I mean,
watch that movie.
Again, I need them to do a prequel or something because I think the problem with this movie is that you can't do a sequel.
I definitely want a prequel. Or even if you do a sidequel and you get some of these same actors back, not the dead people, but the people in the control unit.
You're and overthinking
say,
this.
But say that they're prepping for this one, and as that story's going on, they're watching the other houses fail, like Buenos Aires, stuff like that. So you're getting more of the behind the scenes shit, because that's what all like about the movie.
It's a meta movie. You can restart a meta movie. Like
true,
that.
True, true.
Yeah, basically the big monster can try to get out and get stuck in the dome.
Yeah, you could just be like, right. Hey guys, you really screwed up the last movie. Can we start again?
But yeah, I would do like a prequel in another. I would change the time setting. I'd do like a prequel in during the Civil War. You know, something weird like that.
Like see? How it got founded, maybe.
Oh yeah, I like that
origin story.
Or how somewhere, yeah.
How it got incorporated when we got in the 1900s.
Yeah, because you'd have to do them all around the world, unless they started all around the world. Oh my god, we're just writing these fucking movies. So, any other lots of fun stuff we should talk about before we rate this puppy, or...
That was fun.
No more notes before we rip into it?
Not really.
I'm ready to rip into it. Well, let me choose my poison, I guess.
Yeah, can we see it?
Rate them. Cleanse the world of their ignorance and sin. Rate them in the crimson of... Am I on speakerphone?
Yes, you are. So, for Cabin in the Wood, are you going legendary?
This movie gives me a husband's bulge.
Legends of its time.
As it ever was.
Cult legend?
Statistical fact. Cops will never pull over a man with a huge bong in his car. Why? They fear this man. They know he sees further than they, and he will blind them with ancient logics.
Awesome.
Zombie redneck torture family.
Entertaining.
Good work, zombie arm.
Mabel.
I'm gonna go read books with pictures.
Nemo. Forgettable.
It doesn't even show up on GPS. It's unworthy of global positioning.
Abysmal.
These fucking zombies. Remember when you could just throw a girl in a volcano?
How old do you think I am? Spring Breakers D&D.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
Hey, I love this movie. Fuck you. I'm gonna go Cult Legend. I think this movie is getting forgotten in its old age, but it's good. it's good. I like it. And it's, let's face it, it's the construction of other movies, like Lobster said in the intro. It's the successor to Scream a couple of years later in a different in the same genre, but with a different like premise. Instead of a slasher movie, it's a Cabin in the Wood movie. That's it. So, a very solid cult legend. And if you listen to all this and you haven't watched it, what the hell are you freaking doing? Wait after the news and then go watch it. Beef?
Oh, Jiminy Christmas. I think I'll follow your lead because I don't know where to fall. I'll go cult legend. I like this movie so much. Every time I think about it and I end up watching it, it's... Most movies I kind of forget how much I like them, or I like think I expect everything and I don't want to watch it because I'm going to ruin something. This movie, I'm just like, screw it. I want to see all the behind-the-scenes shit and talk of the husband's bulge. No, I definitely like this movie, Cult Legend. Not many people know about it in my circle, so every time I can, I try to pimp it out. Taco?
I'm going to go awesome. I really did enjoy it. I think it's a funny film. The thing about this film for me is it doesn't fully do one thing perfectly. So it'll, like, it's a comedy, but it's not like a hilarious, groundbreaking comedy. It's a horror film, but I'm not scared ever. And so it's maybe more of a gore horror film, but it's not even really that gore. And like, right, there's effects, but they're not like flawless effects. So there's nothing that it does perfectly. However, I do love the meta aspect of it. I really enjoy the commentary, but it's not the first film to do that. You know, it's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I had a great time watching it. I actually watched it some years ago and rewatched it. And I was like, I think I know this film. And immediately I remembered it. And I just like was looking forward to the scenes. And it had me laughing and chuckling. But in the end, like, I had to be like, do I remember this film? You know, it didn't like hit me on that gut level the first time I watched it that I can't forget about it. So, you know, awesome.
Last word on Cabin in the Woods.
You have no pants.
Indeed, I have no pants, but it's okay.
Speakerphone.
God, that guy is amazing. Okay, Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Giggity. Is there a box office?
There is actually a box office and Honest Thief. It is a Liam Neeson thriller, beats Tenant at the box office.
Oh, wow.
$3.7 million haul.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, you know, I guess stuff's happening. America, we're all going to die.
Yeah, well, they're EMC Theater is going bankrupt.
No, they're all, yeah, they're all crashing.
No, they filed.
So. Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They filed. So they're going to try to move some stuff around to see if they're able to survive for a couple more months before. Yeah. It's bad.
Actually, now that I read this, two beat Tenant. The War with Grandpa also beat Tenant.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Are you saying Tenant?
Tenant. 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 Tenant.
It sounds like David Tennant.
I guess the maybe nightmare. I was saying that. Tenant.
The Nightmare Before Christmas made $1.3 million as a re-release.
Yeah, it's crazy.
26 years later. It's
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, they re-released it for Halloween.
Wow.
They make as much money as new movies. Why not? You know?
China's box office hits $2 billion and overtakes North America for this year.
Yeah, well, they reopened theater, so...
No, absolutely, yeah. And they've been churning out their type of blockbusters, so they're making decent money over there.
Yeah, they figure out all that stuff way faster. I mean, when you're in China, it's like, you stay in your home.
Or you get shot.
I don't know. So, you get the fuck out. So they stopped it pretty fast.
Well, let's get to some of the news. I think we touched on this one a little bit last week, but Mad Max prequel casts Anna Taylor-Joy, Chris Hemsworth, and Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Hey, you know what? It's George Miller doing another Mad Max movie or Mad Max Universe movie. Yeah, whatever. Cast who you want. I don't care. I never recognized Beast in this movie, and that little guy plays like the crazy, like, oh, what a day! What a That's crazy right. day! You would have told me you casted that guy, I would have been like, what? So, yeah, sure. Go. George Miller. Go. 80 years old metal guy.
Go.
Start it right now. Like, don't wait.
The only thing I have to say about this headline is, which Chris is that?
The one we just watched.
Right.
So Bruce Willis stars in a Die Hard commercial. That's where Die Hard is after that last bomb.
Did you see the commercial, though?
No.
It's actually pretty funny. It's got a bunch of people from the Die Hard franchisees. It's got the dude that drives the limo from the first one. He picks him up, and it's worth the 2 minutes of your time. It's not great, but it's dumb fun. It's fun to see some of these people.
And it's not franchisees. It's only one franchise with multiple movies.
Movazes? I don't know. Movazes. Something's wrong about it. I don't know. It's different. It feels weird to me.
So what is the worst TV show finally you've watched in the last 10 years?
I was going to actually ask you about this because I thought you said Dexter was a great show for like 6 of its 8 seasons.
Yep.
Does it have 8 seasons?
Yep.
Jesus, I stopped early.
And so, yeah, I think you always said you can pick up at season 2 and finish at season 7 or something. That was your thing,
at
or
least.
Six?
So, no, you're mixing that with my Star Wars.
Sorry.
No, I think you should watch 1 to 5 and stop.
1 through 5?
Yep.
Okay. Well, apparently, fucking Showtime didn't get the message, because Dexter has been renewed and rewritten for a 10-episode kind of finish-off series to start production in 2021 and hopefully debut in fall.
Did I read that right, that they're trying to right the wrongs of how it ended?
Yeah, but how do you unkill his sister? You know, it's...
Ooh, spoilers.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's the worst fucking finale of all time. It's so bad. Nothing that you want to happen, even in a little bit, happens. I mean... the final of Star Wars. Well, Star Wars is a freaking masterpiece.
Three words: Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Taco. That one hit hard.
Sure. Oh my god.
Speaking of one that's not gonna hit hard, Buck Rogers movie in the works at Legendary. Is this anything? I mean.
Buck Rogers was like something when George Lucas was a kid.
This is like apparently.
Is that what happened?
Why?
A man trapped in a coal mine during a cave-in falls into suspended animation and wakes up almost 500 years in the future. This sounds. I mean,
is it that Sylvester Stallone film?
Demolition Man? I wish.
Is this Demolition Man?
I fucking wish. Demolition Man is a classic.
It's a weird classic, but I love it.
It's a fucking classic.
See, I'd rather have them do a remake or a new one of that. I don't know if Buck Rogers just... It never did anything for me. If it looks good, though.
I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent. What are you talking about, a remake of Demolition Man? We've passed the actual date when the movie happens. It's time to sequelize that bitch. I want old freaking Stallone and Sandra Bullock as grizzled cop in that weird world. Where are we now? And some old 1990 bad guy gets unfrozen again, and we go.
You know, she probably looks just as good as she did, if not better, than in that movie. And he is probably all like old and aged, and this could
Those
work.
Movies.
This could work.
Yeah. Some producer should listen to this cast this week. Oh my god, so
and
many good
pay
ideas.
Us in our top news story, apparently Tatiana Maslany, who has been cast to play She-Hulk on Disney Plus. This broke like a month ago. Everybody talked about it. We talked about it on the cast a couple times. Apparently, she just did an interview, and she said that actually isn't a real thing. It's like a press release that's gotten out of hand. It's totally not. I've been connected to these things in the past, and the press has gotten onto it. It's not actually a thing, unfortunately. But everybody else, like, seemed to confirm it. Mark Ruffalo welcomed her to the family, blah, 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 blah. All these people.
But even Mark Ruffalo said he read it in the paper. You know, people think that actor know when other actors are signed in the movies.
Nah.
They have no fucking idea. They, like, you ask Chris Evans when the next Avenger is going to tell you, I start shooting in 6 months. I haven't read a script. Who's in the movie?
I know.
I'm assuming Robert Downey Jr. is not in the movie this time.
But even, like, you know, the director, the She-Hulk showrunner, seemed to confirm the casting. Like, it could be all wrong, and she could just be not it, or it could be it, and they, you know, they do this to buzz stuff up.
Yeah, and Disney is trying to bring everybody to Disney Plus, because it's not like they're releasing Black Widow anytime soon, so.
Oh, man, I don't know. I like Tatiana Maslany a lot, and I really want her to be She-Hulk, but...
We like her a lot, but it seems the industry doesn't like her much, because since Orphan Black ended...
She was so good.
Yeah, on TV. Maybe true. When she does audition for movies, she looks like freaking Queen of the Dragon, Mother of the Dragon, also when she's in Star Wars, and you're like, oh, you have one play. Okay.
Okay.
You're good at it, but you have one play.
Honorable mentions, dismissions. Apparently, I have no idea how to pronounce this person's name. Somebody Gomez joins Benedict Cumberbatch in the next installment of Doctor Strange.
Zuchitil? I have no fucking
idea. That is okay. Way closer than mine.
Yoshittle?
Shittle?
Yoshittle?
It's maybe Yoshittle. I don't know. Let's not butcher that anymore. Star Trek Discovery renewed for season 4 already by CBS All Access.
What else is new?
We haven't watched the first episode yet, but yeah. Everybody's raving about it, and they say that it's a soft reboot. So
they're just making all the Star Trek right now. Of course, they're going to greenlight this.
Right. Yeah. This is a no-brainer. But still, it's nice to hear, because that means I have all of season 2 and 3 to watch now, and 4.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I was almost going to break down and watch 2 this weekend, but not yet.
And this is the part where you're going to kill us, because we watched the movie at the last minute, so we haven't seen
I know. Well,
trailers.
You're going to struggle through some of this, goddammit, and I'm going to help. You're going to help me.
Let's go.
So, trailer dumpage. Ooh. Supermarket Sweep is having a reboot. I know this is Lobster's like favorite show.
Never heard of it.
Old stuff. Basically, you get, it's like couples or families against each other. And you have
and they shop super fast. Yeah. They put everything in a cart.
That yeah, you have like amazing. $500 or something to spend to get like the best steak meal ever, or you have to come as close to $500 without going over. So it's dumb and fun, but it's also hosted by who's the chick for Leslie something from the new Ghostbusters, the black chick. What can I think of her last name? She's from SNL.
Leslie,
so good. Yeah,
Leslie.
Yes, she's in this, so she'll be awesome as the host of that.
She's funny, so.
Yeah, I like her. The one that I did not watch either was His Dark Materials season 2. I have no need in a Golden Compass show, because I tried watching 3 episodes and I couldn't get behind it.
Yep, nope, that was weird. But Mandalorian season 2, 2 weeks.
I am so ready. I am going to go back and rewatch that, because that's only like 6 hours of content. Before the next one.
Yep, that's a good point. But, God, it's good content. And I think it's 8 hours. But
well, it's 8 episodes, but none of them are more than 40 minutes, and some of them are 20 and 30.
One of them is 115.
Okay, well, still, we'll average it out. Anyways, The Crown, season 4 on Netflix. This actually looks really good. It's the Princess Diana time.
I am emotional. First of all, I love Gillian Anderson, and I can't believe that she would be Margaret Thatcher, and I'm sure she's going to be brilliant. Oh,
that's a great casting!
Isn't that amazing? Anyway, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I'm sure she's going to be brilliant, and I'm not going to recognize her, and I'm going to think it's amazing. And also, yeah, like you said, Lady Di, that's going to be very
she
emotional.
She looks good.
I know.
Who is that?
Perfect. I don't know. And that's the beauty of it.
The trailer, they showed a couple of the iconic, like, dresses or shots, like Lady Di with her veil on. And for half a second, you're like, that could be Lady Di.
It's very emotional. And yeah, and there's also, you can see Helena Bonham Carter and the sister of the Queen, and just, you know her. And anyway, I don't know if you guys know the story, but I know exactly where her story goes, and it's just kind of...
I know history. I'm guessing the story is following history.
Well, hopefully. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
It's completely... Right, hopefully. Well, I mean, yeah. No,
aliens came down, and pew, pew!
Yeah, exactly.
And the Doctor... Ooh, okay, style in the 50s, we just curve
around it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it looks a lot. I have never seen any of the Crowns before, but this one, I'm like, I lived through the Princess Di years, so I'm okay with this.
I loved season one, and then I could not get in season two. Didn't even try season three.
Well, you're going to be trying four, or you're going to be hearing it in the background.
I think this one I'm going to be interested because I was alive when all that bullshit was happening. So.
Yep, that's the same way I'm with it. Movies you can watch at home soon. There will be one on Hulu called No Man's Land. This looks like, I don't know, Chick Mercenaries, but not Chick Mercenaries. It looks all right.
Is it about the video game?
No, it's about like women that go off and fight against ISIS or something ancillarily. Like, this dude's going to look for his sister in Syria, and she apparently went off to fight against ISIS because ISIS says that if you get killed by a woman, you can't go into heaven. So there's like a whole group of women fighters. It looks interesting just for that, but it also looks like almost every other kind of action-y movie that's out right now on Hulu or Netflix.
All right.
But it's free.
And that's the twist. The twist is they're women.
Right.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
The next one is called Uncle Frank, and it is with people we would know, but I'm bad with names. And it's with the young chick from... It. The young redhead chick, and she basically likes her uncle, has an Uncle Frank that she really likes, and goes to spend time with him, and then finds out that he has a man roommate, and then realizes he's gay, and that's why he's not like everybody else in the family, but is like, and then it's her coming of age type what he taught me story. It looks fun, it looks interesting on Amazon.
That's cool.
And that'll be in like, I don't know, a couple weeks, I think.
Okay.
Next one is Sylvie's Love. This one kind of is all over the board, but it has Tessa Thompson, and I really love her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's about her interests and goals. She meets a musician, and he basically sets her on a different path. So it looks fun. It's a period piece. I think it's like 60s or so, maybe 57.
Costumes are beautiful.
Yeah. So that'll be one that'll be free. Those last two, Uncle Frank and Sylvie's Love, are Amazon.
Free.
Well, Amazon.
Not free.
It's
not
Amazon.
Free. Pay You're right. For it.
But it's free for all the content you get. The next one is I'm Your Woman. This is like mob-ish sort of 1970s crime drama. This wife's husband, new mother's husband, leaves and goes out in the middle of the night one night. And then someone comes in the house and basically kicks her out of the house and tells her to go with a dude, and it's a crime story from there. So you find out her husband was a thief and some shady shit or dealings or whatever, and then she basically, you know, give the woman a gun and take back her life.
All right.
So it kind of looks fun. Wait a minute. Okay. Whew. Someone said Evan Rachel Wood. I said, that's not her.
You know that lead actress, she's from Milwaukee.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
You're lying to me now. Who is it? Why I got nah? What's her name?
Rachel Brosnahan. Brosnahan.
Brosnahan.
Brosnahan.
Really?
If you have a last name, send it to us. We'll read it for you.
Yes. Oh my God! No, we won't. One of us speaks English. The other one speaks French and English. And Taco, don't you speak a few languages and translate some stuff?
I translate French English, but you know, I know words in a bunch of languages, but that's all.
We're all bad at it. Come on. Yeah. Oh my God, she is from Milwaukee. Look at that. I could have run into her at a party at one point in time.
You still might.
Right. The next one is Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah.
This is a Ron Howard film. Apparently, I don't want to say based on a true story. There's a true story somewhere. But this is Glenn Close. Amy Adams and it's basically Amy Adams is like a drunk and or addict mother, so she's raising her kids like shit, and I think Glenn Close is her mother.
So is that like the Xavier Dolan film The Mummy,
but an
American version
version of him, yeah, with a little bit more army in there,
yeah, okay.
Former Marine, so yeah, that would basically be the American version of Mommy.
Yeah.
And it looks interesting, right? I don't know how far I'll get onto it, but if it comes out and it's free, as I always say, I might check it out.
Ron Howard has the weirdest filmography in the world.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah. He goes from like not Forrest Gump, Apollo 13 to Star Wars Solo. The guy has a huge repertoire.
Two space movies, okay.
Nice connection. Well played.
Nice connection. Yep. Apollo 13 did win some Oscar though for like the movie as it is.
All right. The next one is Jungle Land. This is with Charlie Hunnam, We like him from other stuff. And I can't remember his name, lead actor in Lovecraft Country, but boxing movie. Underground boxing. Looks like Charlie Hunnam needs money.
And Jack O'Connell.
Yep, Jack O'Connell is his kid, it looks like. And, basically they're using everybody, the slums of underground boxing, and trying to pull a fast one to get out from what they owe. This is kind of snatchy. Not snatchy, but something like that.
So The Empty Man, that's kind of a hit.
Something follows them, they say the creepy stuff, ooh, blow into a bottle on a bridge. I've never heard this one, so I don't know if this is something they just made up for the movie, but
sure, whatever.
Yeah, no real love for that. This next one has got Nicolas Cage, so we might have to watch it for the show. Jiu-Jitsu.
Nicolas Cage. Don't watch everything Nicolas Cage is in every movie.
It's a Cage-essence right now. But so
is it
this? I don't think so. This movie reminds this trailer reminds me of one of my favorite books by my favorite author Matthew Riley, Contest, and it also reminds me of the movie Predators, which we just talked about a couple weeks ago. Basically, Earth's mightiest warriors have to stop some teleporting alien. It even kind of looks like Predator without the dreads. So I don't know. It's Nicolas Cage. He got a check.
Yeah.
He got a check, yeah. Yeah, he did that. Okay, Monster Hunters, that I'm afraid.
Is this about the video game?
But it's the guy who makes the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, but look, it looks so pretty.
Yeah, because it's his wife
playing in it. Okay, so basically they just went from Resident Evil to Monster Hunters.
That was a pretty dragon, I'll watch it.
It's going to be bad. That just
pretty dragons!
When it's very free, I'll watch it.
Yeah, here you go. I'm never going to pay a penny to see that in theaters.
Oh, no.
No. Well, that's because this is in the coming to theaters section. I doubt it will. I mean,
it'll be on Netflix someday.
Yeah, right. Or Amazon or even my HBO, which I actually pay for that, but barely, you know. All right, let's do some quick spoiler-free review. I am watching Fargo Season 4. Wing, I know you said you won't do Fargo, but...
Nope.
Taco, if you want to watch some 1950s Kansas City white mob, Italian mob versus black mob, and Chris Rock is the black mob boss, amazing.
Give me the title again.
Fargo Season 4. Yeah.
For every season of Fargo, it's an anthology, so okay. They change story.
I've only watched like not even like maybe a few episodes of season one. So
I've it's basically never Martin watched
Freeman
any of it.
And his wife, that situation.
Okay.
And I didn't even really get to the. Did I get to the end of that storyline? I'm not even sure. But now you're talking about the mob. Like that's not what I picture. But okay.
It's wow, well because it's still Midwest. Because that's what Fargo was. Is all about Midwest yeah. weirdness and. Give it one or two episodes. I've never watched, honestly, 1 minute of Fargo before this season. And I'm very happy.
I love the film, but it is kind of cringy, you know? It's kind of, it's rough.
Yeah, it's not an uplifting story. No. I also finished
this Hunter x Hunter trailer sucks.
Pretty Dragons.
Sorry.
I also finished the first season of Lovecraft Country on HBO. Weird, interesting, magic-y, very racy, and I like it. Not racy in a sexy way, but like racial relations in the 50s and 60s. Okay. And it's the sets and the costumes, Taco, you would absolutely love.
Yeah, I think that's one of your things. People are saying that it's one of the best Lovecrafting that exists out there.
Really?
And it's rare that you can film that.
Wow.
And they found a way.
They
so
greenlit not second my, season already as well.
Not my style. You watch that when I go to sleep. But okay. You should probably watch it.
All right.
What about you guys? What have you been watching or playing?
What would we be watching? I've been playing Fallout 3. I put my PlayStation 3 back and just had a need for Fallout. And, well, it aged okay. I'm liking it. I'm full in it. So that's it. That takes all my time. You know me.
That's really free because you paid for that a while ago.
Well, but I paid for it. It never was free.
I guess.
That's all?
What are we watching on TV? Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Well, we've been, like, it's taking so long, but we've been trying to get through Twin Peaks.
Okay.
But, you know, I have to catch him in a good mood to watch Twin Peaks, so it's going slowly, but I am loving every single episode. I am mostly laughing my ass off, honestly.
It's weird.
It's weird and hilarious, and, like, what the heck is going on? I am loving it. And but yeah, it's going slowly.
Is it a little bit slow of a show anyways to begin with though?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, to call it slow, it would have to be going somewhere.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, but that's not a ding. That's what the show is.
Yeah, exactly. So. Okay. You're just looking at it is fine. Like it's amazing. So there's that. We have also been trying. Okay, so I watched one maybe episode of Lex with Wing.
Two? Maybe even three.
Wait a minute. The old sci-fi sexy show?
Oh, yes. That yes. is fucked up.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
So we watched, two episodes, but season one is hard, but when you get to season two, they make the episodes shorter, like, because right now they're, like, I think an hour and a half long.
Yeah,
they're movies. So they're, movies, like, they're crappy TV movies, so if we can just get to season two, I think you'll have a lot of fun with me. What have we tried also?
We watched one episode of The Expanse.
That's right. We started at, like, episode four, maybe, or episode...
Well, we started where I was.
Yeah, that's what... So, yeah. So you got through, you know, some of the long stuff that goes nowhere. He got the action episode. I don't know if you'll remember this, Beef, but it's the episode where, basically, they're on the Martian... Well, I mean, spoiler alert, everyone.
No,
they're
on the Martian ship, and it gets raided, and they gotta get out of there.
And they get the Rocinante. Yep. So it was very emotional for me.
When the dude takes the railgun bullet through the head and it's just like a vacuum and his head just obliterates.
That was my favorite character.
The douchey non-doctor doctor?
Yes!
Well, sorry.
And I was like, okay, I'm getting into the show. Okay. And we had to go back because that scene is... There's missing something in that scene. You don't see what happened. You just hear a thunk and I'm like,
true.
What the hell is happening?
He throws something.
He throws a joint?
Is it a joint? I don't know what it is. And then, like, there's a sound and then you look at their faces. Like, they all look at each other. And then you see that he has no head anymore. But
yeah, because that's how it would be. If the you wouldn't hear anything, you would just hear the sound go through the wall, thunk, of the railgun bullet.
No, but you would see his head come off some way.
You could have
shown it. You
I
know?
Don't know. I think it being more subtle like that. This is spoiler-free review. We'll have to read the rules again next time. But this has been out for like 6 years. So
this
come on,
is
people.
Episode 5 of season 1.
I know.
This is episode 4.
I know. That's why I said it's been out for 6 years. We're good. I think the statute of limitations has passed on that.
If you haven't watched The Expanse at some point, either like me, you kept falling asleep, or you're not interested. Let's be honest here.
And other than that, I've just been binge watching. It's called That Chapter. It's a YouTube channel, so I guess it kind of fits in here somehow. And it's just like 20 to 30 minute videos about different, often unsolved or sometimes just solved, gruesome murders and abductions. So I just really like true crime. I've just been, you know, watching it. And that guy has like such a silly little humor. If you like true crime and you want to like hear about some case you've never heard of, go to that channel. They got you.
What's channel again?
That Chapter.
Nice. And we soon have to start watching Unsolved Mysteries 2 because that comes out. Don't forget.
Oh, yes.
If we're pimping on YouTube now, I watch the movie Trivia Schmodown every week.
You do watch the movie Trivia Schmodown. You are so in love with that show.
I love that show. You get your fill
out of that show every single time.
Yeah. It's basically if you take movie trivia and the part of wrestling that's just like screaming at each other.
Yeah.
Put that together.
Nice.
But it's not fixed, so people really play the movie trivia, and the stories go based on whoever wins or lose. I love it, man.
They have characters. They have full-on wrestling characters.
Like personas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's, like, Tom that never knows exactly in which house he is, because right now they have to do it at home, unfortunately. And, like, it's like, is there people in that? Oh, yeah, but they're sleeping. Mm. I think forever.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And last week, there one mom was promising him the teeth of his children to see if he had a good answer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like
they're putting a nice little Spooptober twinge in it right now.
Yeah. But point is, if you like wrestling but don't like looking at men hugging each other, but you like trivia, hey!
It's your show.
There's your show. Nice. I just love it. So.
I will definitely give it a try. Maybe.
Yeah, the season's almost over, so I'll send you some episodes.
Okay, please do. Next time, Legends Podcast. Legends of Halloween continues, actually concludes. We visit Japan for One Cut of the Dead. I have been championing this movie for a while on the cast. This is another
one.
Wait,
what's the title of the movie?
One Cut of the Dead.
Oh, I don't know that one. Okay,
no, you do not. And Taco, I want you to watch this one even if you don't hop on the cast, because I think you'll like it. Mm-hmm. It's a zombie flick, but it fundamentally changes multiple times throughout the movie. So all you right. have a portion of it that is one cut, and then the rest of it, just I don't want to ruin it. Just check it out. It's awesome. That's all next right. time.
Next year, I'm throwing From Dusk Till Dawn in this list of
yes.
Halloween movies.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to rewatch it. I haven't watched that in probably 10 years.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's so ridiculous.
Have a comment, question, or recommendation? Email us, legendspodcasts@gmail.com, with an S for sexy witches. This has been episode 495 of Legends Podcast. Closing in on 500, I'm Beef saying...
I'm John D saying, I can't wait that we stop spooky movies and we start time travel. Oh, wait. No. Shit. We're watching a time machine again. That's spooky.
And Terminator.
Well, Terminator's good.
You don't want to say bye bye? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kind of.
I'm just kind of...
I'm Shark Taco saying, bring on pumpkin lattes.
Okay, what is about that old pumpkin spice? That spice that you put on a pumpkin, but if there's no pumpkin, it just spice. So
they
you're just putting fucking spice on
your
coffee.
They add fake pumpkin wing. I don't know.
Maybe.
It does not taste like pumpkin. There's not even near pumpkin. These spices are made for pumpkin to be...
Wait, you've tried them?
Yeah. In the past year, I was, you know, not strong.
moment of weakness.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. You can also send us an email to legendspodcasts@gmail.com. That is podcast, plural. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on the show is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incomputech.com. The opinions on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legendstream Canada or GunnaGeek. No infringement is intended.